From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israel is protesting a unity pact the Palestinian Authority's Fatah leaders have made with Hamas, suspending peace talks with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and threatening sanctions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells MSNBC that Abbas's decision sabotages peace negotiations.
We had hoped that the Palestinian Authority President Abbas would embrace the Jewish state, the idea of two nation states, a Palestinian one and a Jewish one. But instead he took a giant leap backward and embraced, made a pact with Hamas, a terror organization that calls for Israel's destruction.
However, Netanyahu says Abbas still has time to reverse course and pursue what he calls genuine peace negotiations with Israel. Russia's president has renewed threats against the government of Ukraine today. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that Vladimir Putin says there will be consequences if Kiev uses its army against its own people.
Putin's remarks come as the Ukrainian government carries out what it calls anti-terrorism operations against pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine. Some militants have been reported killed in skirmishes with Ukrainian security forces. Putin told a media forum in St. Petersburg that military action against people in the region would be, in his words, a very serious crime. He dismissed the government in Kiev as a clique or junta and said they have not taken any steps to implement their agreement to disarm radical groups. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Thousands of the nation's U.S. postal workers are taking on the office supply company Staples today, staging protests in major cities across the country against Staples' decision to open postal counters staffed with retail workers. They fear privatization. NPR's Jess Jiang is at one of the rallies in the nation's capital.
So I'm seeing about a little over 100 people. A bunch of them are wearing blue T-shirts. They're carrying signs that say, "Stop Staples, the U.S. mail is not for sale." They're trying to stop a pilot program that would allow Staples stores to receive packages, to sell stamps and envelopes, and possibly take away some U.S. Postal Service jobs.
NPR's Jess Jiang reporting. Unemployment claims are back up. The Labor Department reports an additional 24,000 applications were filed last week, lifting the overall tally to a seasonally adjusted 329,000. The four-week average, which smooths out week-to-week fluctuations, also rose, though by far less. It remains around pre-recession levels. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 21 points at 16,523. NASDAQ gained 29, more than 0.5%. 41.56, S&P 500 up 6 at 1882. This is NPR. A key indicator of how businesses plan to invest is picking up. The Commerce Department says orders to U.S. factories for durable goods gained a solid 2.6% in March, extending growth from a month before. Demand for core capital goods rose 2.2% following a decline in February. The head of the Federal Communications Commission plans to circulate proposed new open Internet rules today. NPR's Craig Windham reports the so-called net neutrality rules are aimed at making sure broadband providers don't slow or block people's access to legal Internet content.
The proposed rules would keep Internet service providers from impeding access to specific websites. Content companies would be able to pay broadband providers more to allow their customers faster access or streaming if the FCC approves the deals. Some consumer groups, though, say that provision would likely raise prices and allow companies with deeper pockets, such as Netflix or Google, to stifle competition from smaller firms. Two previous versions of the rules were rejected by a federal appeals court, so FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is indicating he's using a different legal pathway suggested by the court to justify the proposed new rules. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Several families who lost loved ones in last week's South Korea ferry accident are again staging protests over the government's pace of response to the tragedy. Today, they surrounded the country's fisheries minister and the Coast Guard chief, blocking them from leaving Jindo, where relatives have been waiting for news on those still missing. More than 170 bodies have been recovered from the sunken vessel. Scores of people are still unaccounted for. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.